Christians have this habit of using so much jargon. Sin, salvation, Messiah, Savior. Seriously? I wonder how many people who use those words truly, truly in their hearts understand what they mean. Especially that word, Savior. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. We all know that life has its ups and downs. We know that. But deep down, we always kind of expect that for us at least, it should mostly be ups. Those downs, truly, they're for other people, right? But life's not like that. Sometimes we're hit by a huge storm. Other times, it's an accumulation of little things that get you down, one after the other. You can't really point to any one thing in particular, but you just feel as though you're drowning. Ever felt like that? It doesn't make sense, but there you have it. It happens. I used to wonder why they refer to Jesus as Savior. Well, what an odd term it seemed to me, until I was drowning. Now, you have to understand, I'm a pretty together kind of guy by and large. But like all of us, I came to a point quite a few years ago now where I just couldn't keep going. And it was right in the middle of that that I understood what that Savior thing was actually all about. Because when I reached out to Jesus out of sheer desperation, when I had nowhere else to turn, He was there. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. We have seen that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. And this is what we tell people. This term Savior isn't just a religious term. It's not mere theory or theology. It's real, very real. So wherever you find yourself right at the moment, reach out to Him. He is here. Jesus, my Savior, your Savior. That's God's word, fresh for you today. For me, my relationship with Jesus, my Savior, grows deeper and richer by the day. And the reason for that is that He so blesses me as I receive His word into my heart. And that's something that I passionately want to share with you. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.